I got to tell you about the ultimate betrayal.
Real fun afternoons. The Scotty K. Show on US 99.
A holiday weekend. First, happy Passover to everyone that celebrates, but also, of course, Easter weekend. And if you know anything about the story of Judas, it's all about betrayal, right?
Yeah.
So I want to talk about your small betrayal that you'll never forgive or forget, because this happened to me. One of my best friends for probably the ultimate betrayal when my son was like an infant, right? Just born, maybe 6 months old. We're a White Sox family. And my best friend and his girlfriend at the time were Cubs people. And they were babysitting him and we were all going to the same place. So before we met up, they pulled off the side of the road, bought and put him in a full Cubs outfit. And I was like, that is betrayal to the fullest. I'll never forgive you for that.
I am a Cubs fan, so I can't be mad at them for that, but I totally get it. I understand, because my husband's a Packers fan.
Oh, no. Okay, besides you betraying me right now, what is a small betrayal that you will never forget or forgive? 312-946-4995. Go ahead, Jennifer.
We go to a lot of the Packers games because he's their season ticket holders, and he has now gotten my son to be a Packers fan, and my son was wearing a Packers jersey this year, so I totally get it.
So he got your son to be a Packers fan? So that feels like an ultimate betrayal you'll never forgive him for.
Nope, never forgive him that he is a cheesehead now.
They might as well just stab your mother in the heart. That's what you did, kid.
I did. I told him that.
Have you ever thought about divorce?
It would be my second.
Listen, you've already done it once. Like, this is as good a reason as
any. I'm already good at it. You're right. I should have thought about this before I married him. What was I thinking?
That's very funny. What is that small little betrayal that you will never forgive or forget? Maybe one time someone borrowed your car and brought it back with no gas. Never forget that. Not using my car anymore. Gracie, what was that small betrayal you'll never forget?
When I was 17, I was in love with my first little boyfriend, right?
Okay.
And he proposed to me on my 18th birthday. And on my 18th birthday, I'm a horse girl. We were out doing a little rodeo. I caught him off of his horse making out with my cousin, like, the day of my birthday. That is a betrayal I will never forget.
So when you were 17, your boyfriend proposed to you, and then you caught him kissing your cousin on the horse farm on your 18th birthday.
Yep.
You're saying yep, like there's not a lot to unpack here.
It's just the first thing that came to mind.
I was thinking more like someone bought you Portillo's but ate all your fries in the car on the ride home, so you didn't get any. But yeah, this is big too. Maybe I didn't explain that well. If you're on hold, stay right there on US 99.
A little bit of Texas comes to